Hey everybody, welcome to another bomb.com episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and I have my lovely bestie and eternal guest host with me, Marie Rose.
Hello.
Hi friend, how are you feeling today?
I'm good today.
So tonight we're talking about the paranormal investigation we did last night, and I can't wait to get down to business. But first and foremost, how's your little wheel?
It is good. It survived the ghost hunt, and I had to ice it a little bit this morning, but I've graduated from the air cast and cane to an ankle brace, which is more difficult to put on than an air cast. So I felt like yesterday was a milestone because I actually I got out of my tennis shoes.
It's the first time I've seen you without sneakers on.
Yes, I had my ankle brace and some sandals that are orthopedic and, you know, supposedly good for your feet and all that other good stuff. So, not cute sandals, but
they are cute. Sandals,
like just the same.
They are super cute.
So I got to see my manicure that is in... needs a lot of attention after 4 or 5 weeks, but yeah, getting there, getting back to normal.
So just on Tuesday is when you had your last appointment with your ortho?
Yes.
And yeah, so just in time for the ghost hunt, her doctor gave her the all clear, took the boot off and the cane.
Yes.
Put her in the ankle brace, and yeah, now she's like almost a real person again.
Almost. His instructions basically were, do what you want, but just keep in mind you're going to pay for it at the end of the
risk,
day.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like, okay, here we go.
It is liberating though when they start taking your toys away and you're able to function and use both of your hands and both of your feet,
and you get to take a shower standing up. That was so nice.
Oh yeah, it's lovely. It's the little things that you take for granted. Yeah,
it is.
No, I'm all about it. I'm with you.
However, I got to admit, I am going to miss using the scooter at the grocery stores.
Well, who says you can't? Do what you want.
I feel guilty because there's probably people who need it more than I do.
Well, go in the wee hours when no one is there. And then you know it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? We'll go one of these days to like Walmart at 2 a.m.
And just ride scooters?
Yeah. Because like who else is out there? I mean, you know, first you got to get me out of the house at 2 a.m.
Yeah, so. 2 a.m. I'm zonked.
Yeah, so that'll be a special event all on
its
own.
If I'm out at 2 a.m. riding scooters around Walmart...
Something's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
We've been doing some stuff prior to that we shouldn't have been.
Yeah. No, something's gone wrong.
Some excessive drinking or something gone on before that.
Yeah. So if we're in a scooter at 2 a.m., then we probably were drinking and it's not a result of an injury, which thank God...
The Walmart cops will be after us.
Oh, yeah. We'll have pictures plastered everywhere.
Oh, people of Walmart. Maybe we'll make that website.
Is that a thing?
People of Walmart? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What goes on?
A lot of inappropriately dressed people.
Really?
People who just feel like they can go to Walmart in their pajamas or other...
Or lack of pajamas?
Yes.
No way. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, there's just some things you can't unsee.
I'm glad I haven't seen it then. So getting down to business, before we kick off the festivities, I do want to give out some shout outs and lots of special thanks. So I know I say this all the time, but I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to listen to the show. We work really, really hard on this. I've said that before, but it really is an absolute labor of love. And I feel incredibly honored that so many amazing people are joining Marie and I for this content that is, I mean, gosh, I don't even know like how else to say it. It is so near and dear to our hearts. I know that as of recording time tonight, we're at 375 downloads just on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
I know. I'm so excited. So, I mean, in my heart and my mind, I am cartwheeling through the streets of Florida because we've had 375 downloads. I'm so excited. So thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you forever and ever. I mean, my heart is just so full. So I did promise some shout outs. So here they are. My little Thea Cecilia. You know who you are. Lorena Sims 1. Lorena or Lori. has been a friend to the show from the jump, and we could not love you more, Lori. Thank you so much. Stranger Than Podcast, who's been showing the Media Matters all kinds of love. I really appreciate you tuning in, liking and retweeting my posts and episodes. I love you guys so much. And for anyone out there that has not been checking out Stranger Than Podcast, please do so, because they are amazing and entertaining and have incredible content. So please make sure you check them out. We also have a couple of new reviews on iTunes that I'd like to share from General Hannibal of Robots. They said, for believers or not, great show. Thank you so much for that. I mean, I can't even tell you guys what it's like to get on iTunes and see reviews, because it's just, it is so incredible and heartwarming that people we don't know are spending their time to do this.
Yeah, they take time to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's greatly appreciated.
It really is. So we also have one from NT Moore, and they said, A++. This is a wonderful podcast. Chantel and Marie are absolutely delightful. It's very calming and positive. I'd recommend this podcast to anyone/everyone.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. Thank you so, so much. I know we are beyond honored that you guys took the time to do that. And I am sending the love right back to you. And I mean, you guys definitely make my world go around. So for everyone that's supporting me on Twitter and Facebook, to Podknife, who just today added me to the list and gave me a shout out on Twitter, I so appreciate the love. And I am hugging you right back in my heart and soul right now, because I mean, to get noticed like that and to have, you know, other people put the word out that, you know, your podcast is listen worthy by other podcasters, I mean, it's a huge deal. So again, to Stranger Than Podcast, because their love and support is undying. I love you guys so, so much, and I will be supporting you right back forever and ever. Some of the other people that are sending their love and support: to Haunted Princess, Dylan Royal, Susie W, Pirate 66, History of Guy Stuff, Sage Leaf, David the Producer, Language of Bromance. I love that name. It just makes me happy.
Language of Bromance?
Mm-hmm. Language of Bromance.
That's awesome.
I know. Just in Time Podcast, Five Easy Pieces Pod, Muse, Juliet Miranda, Julia Jerry Knapp, Knock Once for Yes, BS Podcast Network, Tracy, Scream Radio, Tony G, Drift and Ramble Podcast, Julio Rodriguez, 12 Nights of Horror, The Pod Couple, Movie Madness Podcast, Liz Varney Medium, Don't Break the Oath Podcast, and you guys know I've mentioned them before. We're going to be collaborating with them next weekend, and I'm so excited.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mike Fallick with Let's Start a Cult Podcast, which, another really good podcast. I mean, all of these are so good. I mean, I could just go on forever. Lizzie Borden, Color Me Dead Podcast, and everyone else that's checking out the Media Matters. There are so many great shows out there, so many that I've listed here. So please show them some love, check them out, and be sure to leave them a review. And now let's get down to business. So as you guys know, I have been promoting this for a while now that Marie and I mean, let me start from the beginning. So I talked my lovely friend into doing this paranormal investigation with me, and the stars aligned and she agreed. I mean, like, immediately. You asked no questions. I don't know what that says about you. It says you're a true friend, because honestly, I think I would have done like 21 questions and been like, or is it 20 questions? It doesn't matter. I would have had a long list of questions.
You're not gonna ask your friends to do anything stupid or dangerous, so
that you wouldn't do.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Chantel? Sure. Let's go. We'll figure it out later.
Yes. So, we went last night, Marie and I, and another friend of ours, Brittany. And, you know, Brittany's not here right now with us to record, but I think we can speak on her behalf.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, the stars aligned. Marie agreed. And last night we went to the Imaging Theater in Milton, Florida. And we investigated the theater with like 60 or so other people. I'd say between 50 and 60. And it truly is, I mean, like I said, one of the events that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And it finally happened. And I'm so glad it did. I mean,
oh yeah, that was definitely a different experience. Yes. It was my first ghost hunt.
My first too, and for sure.
Learned quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the obvious highlight of the night, no disrespect to Imogene Theater, the Imogene family, or actually they're the Gooches, not the Imogenes, but no disrespect to anyone, but the absolute highlight for me was meeting 2/3 of the Ghost Brothers, because come on, the Ghost Brothers.
That was awesome. That was probably the highlight of my night.
Yes.
Is meeting Dalen Spratt and Joanne Mass.
Yes. So Marcus Harvey was absent from the show.
For good reason.
For very good reason. He and his wife just welcomed a little baby bird, and we are so happy for them. Everybody is thrilled for them. So yeah, definitely better to be at home with the wife and baby than doing a ghost hunt in Pensacola.
Oh yeah, he made the right choice.
Yeah, for sure. So exciting to have met those guys. And I mean, so here's how the night went. So we got there early, Marie, Brittany, and I, and we went and ate at this bomb place right next door called Boomerang or Boomerangs.
Yeah, Boomerang Pizza.
Oh my gosh, so good. And it was like stepping into a time warp. Like we went back into like the 50s or something.
Yeah, it was really cool because you walk in and you walk through this gift shop that has all these toys
and
from your childhood.
Fudge. And like,
oh yeah, fantastic.
Like right there made fudge.
Fantastic, yeah. Fudge. And by the time you go through the gift shop and you hit the dining area in the back, it is like you just walked into this 1950s, 1960 mm-hmm. cafe.
So cool.
And the food was really good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had like all kinds of cool. They legit had a strawberry shortcake doll that smelled like strawberries. Like the original looking doll. They had Operation. I mean, like not the new versions of these games, like the original old school versions with, I mean, they just, I didn't even touch any of them for fear that like we would have floated back in time. Like it was so amazing.
It was a neat little retro mm-hmm. place.
And awesome food. If you guys are ever in Milton, Florida, and you are hungry for some deliciousness, Boomerang's Pizza is so good.
Yeah, and the garlic knots.
Oh my God.
And the crab stuffed mushrooms.
And the pizza.
Oh yeah, my mouth is starting to water.
I'm a little hungry, gotta go by. So in any event, we finish there. We head over to the Imaging Theater, which is right next door. And after waiting outside for a little bit, the event organizers ended up letting us wait inside because, holy cow, so hot and humid out.
It's August. It's Florida.
Jeez. Oh, I don't like it. I need to write to somebody about this. It's just too much. I can't take it. So we go inside, and when you go in and walk off to the right, there's a large room and they set up these big round tables for everybody to kind of hang out at. And so that's where we were, and we were waiting for the guys to show up. They were at Pensacola Comic Con all day doing meet and greets and all that good stuff. So while we waited for them, you know, everybody just kind of mingled and hung out and talked amongst themselves. So the main event organizer, her name is Erica, and she was so wonderful. She eventually asked the VIP people to start lining up for check-in. And so suddenly I look up, we're about to get up from our table so we can go check in and do our stuff. And I look up and Dalen Spratt is by the front door, and my guides and the universe spared me embarrassment because all I wanted to do was leap into his delicious arms. And I just instead, I mean, like patiently walked over, and I could feel the energy in my body. I'm like, oh my God, Dalen Spratt, holy crap. And I was so excited. And I walk over and introduce myself and shook his hand. And there were like a million thoughts all at once. Like, I mean, I was fangirling all over the place.
Oh my gosh, I thought we were going to have to scrape her off the clouds.
Yes. So I shake his hand, and he was so super nice, genuinely was like happy to meet everybody, huge smile on his face, shook my hand. And I mean, we chatted for a minute, and then I walked outside, Brittany and I walked outside, and I was like for real skipping all over the sidewalk. I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, we're huge fans of the show. And you don't know that because we haven't done a full on Ghost Brothers episode, but it might be coming. I feel like I owe them this much. So I am like skipping all around the sidewalk. Marie comes out, and we are like, everybody that's going to be doing the investigation is being escorted upstairs to the second story. And so with her little wheel, they said that they were going to let her go up in the elevator. So, you know, we're going to go with her, and we walk outside. We have to walk around to the back of the building where the elevator is. And suddenly I see Dalen is walking behind us, and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to ride up in the elevator with us.
Yes. Daylan and Juwan were taking the elevator.
Well, Juwan wasn't there yet. Like, as we walk around the back of the building, then suddenly there's this bright, starry light in the night sky, and it's Juwan Mass.
It was so nice.
So nice. So he comes up to the group, and I introduce myself, and I am like, oh my God, I love you so much. You guys have an amazing show. And then make sure that I make it a point to say, I love you guys equally, you know, like not one more than the other.
You and don't they, want to show favoritism?
No. And they were just laughing. But like so nice, these guys. I couldn't get over it. They're
genuine.
Yes. Like if you're not watching Ghost Brothers on Destination America, tune in and catch them wherever you can. I mean, it's such a cool show. They're genuinely funny. But what you see on TV is exactly what you get in person. They're not stuck up. They're not divas. They're not fake in any way. They are really nice. Yeah, they are.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah. I mean, they're exact. It's, I was so pleasantly surprised because you never know.
Right.
You know, and I get that people, you know, sometimes you have a persona you got to keep up with and stuff. And then, you know, when you're on your time, kind of you're, you know, you're you and not everybody loves that, or you don't want to be on all the time.
Right.
But they were just, I mean, I feel like that's what they're like all the time. They were fun. They were funny. They were happy to just be with everybody and really personable. And I mean, I could just go on. I don't even care to talk about the ghost. I could seriously just talk about this. So yeah, we ended up riding in the elevator with them to the second story, and I was tweeting. Like, I didn't know what else to do. I'm like, I just want to tell the world I am in this tiny box going against the laws of gravity with 2/3 of the Ghost Brothers. And my world was made. Like, it was just, yeah, so.
She was absolutely giddy.
I was. I'm surprised you didn't see my aura last night. Like, it was so star shiny bright.
I was too busy watching them.
Yeah. Like, who wasn't? You know, I feel like not everybody was like impressed. They're like, oh, whatever. Like, some people were genuinely there just for the ghost hunt. They didn't give a crap. Like,
I think there were some people there because they paid, you know, VIP for their mm-hmm. Comic-Con ticket. And this was probably part of the package. And so they came.
Yeah.
That's not the reason we came.
No. I mean, we for sure wanted to do the investigation, but we really wanted to meet the Ghost Brothers.
Oh, yeah. It was all bonus.
Oh, yeah. Everything else. So, I mean, my hope was to get a press pass so that I could interview the guys, and that didn't end up working out. And that's okay, because the stars are going to realign, and the Media Matters podcast is going to go on for like eternity. I know it. So at some point we're going to cross paths again, and then I'll be like, I'm that retarded girl that was all over you guys. But no, they were so, so nice. We actually spent a lot of time with them.
I think they stalked us.
It may have been the other way around. There was a tiny chance. That's not true. But we really did spend a lot of time in their presence, and we'll go through the investigation, but we really, I mean, like almost everywhere we were, they were. So, no, we fortunately walked away last night without a restraining order. Okay. So to the Ghost Brothers, better known as Ghost Brothers, I don't know what happened there, but thank you for making it a night to remember. I mean, it was such an experience. They were, I keep saying this, but they really were just a lot of fun and genuine.
They were funny.
Mm-hmm. Very funny. Very, very funny. And just interacted with everybody. I mean, it was awesome. So we are praying to the TV gods and every other god out there that these guys get another 100 seasons, because they are super watchworthy. And I mean, if you're not a fan, I don't know what you're doing. You got to get on it. So with that, I mean, I don't know what else there is to talk about. It's just the Ghost Brothers.
Well, there was a ghost hunt involved.
Nobody cares. So we were at the Imaging Theater in Milton, Florida, like we said, and that's where the investigation took place. And it actually was a good time. It's not quite what I had in mind. I was thinking more, you know, which, let me just preface this by saying, I know it wasn't going to be like the TV investigations, because there were so many more people, where those take place with like five people max or so. But honestly, like, so the Imogene Theater, this place was built in 1912. Let me just start off by saying that. And it started off as a vaudeville theater and originally named the Milton Auditorium. And Milton is just a small little quaint town.
It's adorable.
Super. It's like a, you know what? Boomerang Pizza is like true to the place because stepping into Milton is like a little old timey town.
Yes, it's a cute little town. Yeah,
it's really cute. So if you haven't been and you're in the area, you should definitely go and then call us so we can go eat with you at Boomerang. But really cool place. And so built in 1912. And then in 1921, the Gooch family bought it. And they then changed the name to Imogene Theater, which is after Mr. Gooch's young daughter at the time, Imogene Gooch. And unfortunately, he tragically passed away just a few months after they took ownership of the place. And what happened? I don't know. Did you see anything about? I couldn't find anything about.
I didn't find anything about how he died.
Yeah. But in any event, I mean, there have been so many ghost sightings at this place, and other investigators have talked about how they've made contact with Mr. Gooch and Imogene Gooch, and they believe that they're still there, and some of the performers are still there because they did silent theater, and opera and all kinds of performances there. And so back in 2009, there was a massive fire in downtown Milton where that theater is located, and it suffered some pretty good damage in addition to hurricane damage over the years and, you know, just kind of general neglect. And so they have a historical society that, you know, came together and renovated it, and now it looks beautiful, and, you know, they do all kinds of events there, and but still, you know, claim a lot of paranormal activity. So it does have a lot of history. It's 100 years old. More than 100 years old. And just before it was built, there was a huge fire in downtown Milton, which took out like 20 something buildings. And I mean, so that area just has a lot of history, a lot going on.
Yes. And that theater, it's perfect. You know, again, it's like another time warp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
The Historical Society's done a really good job mm-hmm. in keeping it true to its time.
Mm-hmm. Very much. So yeah, we started off downstairs in that, it looks like a big ballroom where they had all those tables set up, and then they moved us upstairs to where the stage is, and then the stage in that auditorium, and then that area has a balcony area. And when we were in that auditorium area, again, had tables set up so everybody could sit. That's where they split the groups up and said, you know, you're going here. And what they did was kind of cool. They had other paranormal investigating teams come in, and they toured, or they guided the groups around the theater, and they each one of them had like a different piece of equipment that they use for ghost hunting. So we had an investigator by the name of Jamie, and she had something called an echo box on her phone, and it was I'd never seen or heard of this thing before, and it was, you know, it was kind of cool, I guess. I mean, I don't think that it would be my favorite tool to use, and you ask questions and you kind of hear like static and pieces of words, or, you know, whatever the case, coming through. So you have to like filter through that and figure out what the communication is. So
yeah, I mean, they use a similar device on the Ghost Brothers, but mm-hmm. but the advantage of television is that you've got the people actually printing the words at the bottom of the screen of what they're supposed to be,
right?
And or what they think mm-hmm. is they're trying to communicate. And when we're there, yes, there was a lot of noise coming through that little box, but trying to decipher words out of that was difficult. I think everybody would hear something different.
Right, for sure. So I know, you know, when we came into the building initially to wait for the brothers and all that, you know, I did immediately see a woman dressed in period clothing just kind of roaming around that ballroom, if you will, and she just kind of checking everybody out. The event organizer, Erica, is a psychic medium, and she, you know, as we were waiting for Daylin and Jawan, she did a reading right there, which was really cool. She has the ability of, I mean, I don't know if it'd be like an astral projection or what exactly you would call it, but she can go to someone's home from like right there. And I mean, the way she was describing this couple's home, it was like right on point. It was just really cool. So she was kind of telling them who was causing the activity in their home. So really neat. But before that had happened, I did see that woman in the period clothing. And then there was a little boy in there too that was kind of roaming around. And as we were getting ready to line up and check in, he was standing close to a couple by our table. And he showed me that he was like choking on blood. And I have no idea what that means. And I couldn't tell the difference of like, you know, if he was more in like present time or if he was more in, you know, that period of time with that lady that I saw. I really couldn't tell, or if he belonged with that couple, had some kind of connection to them. I mean, there was just so much energy in there from the people that were present and those that had crossed over. I mean, there was just a lot of energy. So it was hard to focus and pick it apart. But I mean, there were several times throughout the night that I just felt a lot of, you know, different sensations, like really lightheaded, or I felt like I was going to throw up, or like the floor was kind of shifting beneath my feet, and it was just something else.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got lightheaded, and I didn't know if it was because of that or whether because I was just overdoing it. Mm-hmm. With the ankle brace and everything like that. It was hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, I know from interacting with other people and other energies, you know, what that stuff typically feels like for me. So I was able to identify it right away. So in any event, we are in the auditorium and they break us up. We go up to the balcony, one side of the balcony, and we were with Jamie, our guide and investigator, and she's working on the echo box and asking questions, and she let us ask some questions. And that little boy reappeared when we were up there and was more playful than anything. And, you know, eventually he just was over all of us and was just running back and forth up and down the balcony area. So, but when we went to leave and walk downstairs, right at the top of the stairs, I started getting really lightheaded. And we went downstairs, went back into that ballroom. And that's where we went, right? Yeah. From the balcony to the ballroom.
Yeah.
And we walk in there and there's another group in there doing their investigation. So we just kind of joined them. And as soon as we walk in, you know, from that doorway, I walk over, there's like a long folding table on the wall to the left side, and I walk over and I'm standing there. I just felt kind of drawn over there, and as I'm standing there, that's where I felt the floor beneath my feet was like shifting back and forth really fast, and I just had to hold on to that table because I'm like, I am gonna like just fall the hell over. And everyone's going to be like, what the hell is wrong with that girl? But it was the energy was so intense in there, super intense. And I was really lightheaded. I got so burning hot. I mean, the heat was, I'm like, what is going on? And I knew that it was, well, I can't say I knew. I felt like I was one of very few people that was feeling that, because the people that were the first group that was originally in the room doing their investigation, several of them were reporting that they were feeling cold. And Marie ended up doing a walk around of the room. And she's like, well, you know, some of them are right under the vent. So,
yeah, the people who said they were feeling cold, I was kind of like, seriously? Mm-hmm. 'Cause I felt cold against one arm, but I looked up and yeah, we were, that building actually is one of the first buildings in Milton to get central air back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. And I looked up and there were the vents. Mm-hmm. and they, you know, they had the AC on. And
And thank God, because we would have fried.
Right. So if you were feeling hot or warm in that room, then yeah, you were experiencing mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, it was pretty cool in there.
It was a cool, yes.
It was a cool space, temperature-wise, I mean,
yes.
And otherwise, but.
Yes, and in that spot that mm-hmm. you were describing, when I went over there, I mean, I felt like I was having a hot flash. It was mm-hmm. it was hot, and it was just from my, like, my chest up mm-hmm. that I just got this overwhelming hot feeling. I mean, hot to the point of, you know, almost dizzy. It's like, yeah. Okay, let
it
me
was a lot.
Let
it was
me,
really intense.
Yeah, let me get out of here before
mm-hmm. So when we walked into that room, we did go and sit almost at like the same table that we started off at when we first got there.
Right.
And Marie was sitting on the other side, so when I was over there by the folding table, and you know, I could see her, but you know, it was lights off, so I wasn't sure that she even really saw me. But when I went and sat down at the table, I had seen her walking around, and she came over to me and asked me if I was okay. And I was like, no, there's something up. And by that point, I just felt like I felt kind of nauseated. I was going to throw up. I'm like, oh God, that's all I need. Like the high maintenance girl. But she, you know, she went and checked out the spot that I had been talking about and reported the same thing. And that room was definitely the most active for me. And I didn't see anybody in that room. I just, it was thick with energy, though.
It was.
It was like overwhelming.
It was thick. And, you know, I saw the different groups working with their electronics. And I wish I could have maybe done some hands-on with some of those electronic yes. devices and learned, you know, what they did, what their purpose was, how they worked and whatnot. But it didn't seem like there was a lot of luck with those electronic devices. There were a lot of people throwing questions at it. And finally, I just took out my pendulum and just sat in the corner and just started asking my pendulum questions. And I felt like I got some decent information and sometimes no information.
Right.
But it was something. Like while we were in that room, I mean, there was definitely a presence there. I asked if there was a presence there and then got a definite yes. I asked if it was actors. I got a no. I asked if it was staff and I got a yes. And then the name David came to me while we were sitting in that room. But that's the only communication I got the entire night. David. So I don't know. The staff member, who knows? Who knows?
Right. And for all you know, it could have been somebody that was attached to one of the attendees that night.
Right.
I mean, we don't know. There, it really was tough to focus and differentiate, like, who was what. You know what I mean? Like, if the energy we were feeling was a theater energy or the energy of somebody attached to somebody, one of the investigators. In. Yeah.
Right.
Really hard to tell. So, yeah, that room was super active. And I did bump into Erica, the main organizer in that room, and I asked her about the little boy, and she wasn't familiar with him. But, you know, she said, well, everybody kind of sees different things, which, you know, that makes sense to me. But I really was just, I didn't... Marie and I had kind of read about the theater a little bit a few days prior to the event or a week or so prior. And I just, my memory is not the best. And I'm glad because in that case, you know, I didn't really remember outside of knowing that the theater was named after Imogene. I couldn't remember if there were other kids in the family or anything like that. So I was asking Erica more for, you know, is there a history of this little boy? And, you know, she wasn't familiar with him, but he was very present. And I guess just wanted to let me know he was there because he didn't really give a message or anything. He just was. And it took him a while to show me the you know, him choking on blood. So I don't know what that means. I mean,
he's a little boy. There's no telling.
So from there, we ended up, I think we went to the attic from that ballroom.
Yes, we went to the attic.
So we go up to the attic and holy cow, so hot. Because, I mean, it's an attic. And yes. We get up there and there's like, I don't know how many of us, easily like 10.
Oh, yeah.
In this like attic space. So
tiny space.
Yeah. So add to the heat, everyone's body heat. But literally standing like elbow to elbow with Jawan, I was. And so happy.
Oh, yeah. Chantel and I had a little Jawan sandwich up in the attic.
We did. And he was like all about it. Like, he was so nice. So Jamie, our investigator, I mean, I don't even know how to describe that space right next to it. So we're in this attic.
It was the unfinished area of the basement. You know, you usually don't walk over in the unfinished area, you know, because there's the...
Of the attic.
Of yeah. I mean, there's... Because the attic is where they have all their props and things like that. And it was a small area, small storage area. But she ventured past that and into the, you know, into the area of the attic that you're not supposed to.
Right. And it was walk. Like... There was a wall there to separate the two sides, but there were these like open windows, if you will. And so when we came up the stairs and around the bend to go into the attic, she was like sticking her arms through those windows and we're like, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm being drawn over here, and then proceeds to crawl through to that other unfinished side. And it's so dark, I couldn't tell what it, I'm like, is that a rooftop? Like, what is that? But as she's over there, I mean, and then Jawan is like, what is she doing? She's gonna fall through the floor. What? And Marie's like, she was drawn. He's like, drawn?
He was so concerned for her safety.
It was really funny. So as she's standing on that other unfinished side, she's got the echo box and is asking all these questions, and off just past her up against a wall, I could see there was a man standing there. And I'm telling Marie, and Jawan's like, what, you see somebody? And I said, yeah, there's a man over there. He's like, where? And I'm pointing him out. He's like, how do you know he's there? I'm like, because I can see him. He's just like, his face is looking a little freaked out and puzzled. And then he goes back to, you know, Jamie being in this unfinished area. And it was just so funny.
And poor fella. He had to hunch over because he was too tall to fit in the attic. Yes,
us short people.
Yeah, I had no problem.
I had plenty of space above my head. But, you know, poor Juwan, yeah, he was like hands on his knees and eventually just, you know, crouched way down. And he's like, forget it. I'm going to do this.
He was a trooper.
Mm-hmm. They both were. But yeah, really cool. I mean, outside of, you know, seeing that presence up there, and he was just really serious. I mean, he wasn't menacing or anything. I didn't feel any low energies there.
No, he was probably annoyed that, mm-hmm. you know, that there was somebody in that space and he's looking at her like,
right.
crazy lady, you're going to fall through the roof.
I know.
He's probably thinking
he's like, it's unfinished.
All right. He's probably thinking the same thing Juwan was.
So, yes, probably thinking the same thing Juwan was. So we left there and then we went down to the museum, which we couldn't really see what was in there because it was dark. And I mean, the only light we really had was from the street. But I did have some, there was energy in there for sure. And I was standing against one of the displays, you know, just away from the group, trying to tune in and, you know, clear my mind. And that was really hard because there was this one younger girl that just was asking 107 questions.
She was really into this ghost hunt, bless her
super
heart.
Into it. Yeah, she like got her money's worth.
Oh, definitely.
She had an experience, but it was really hard to focus and try to pick apart what was happening because every time I'd start to get in the zone, then she's like, are there any Native Americans in here? So it was just really tough to focus. Yeah. But as I was standing over there away from the group, I could feel and hear somebody walk past me twice.
And it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't a gimpy over here.
I will tell you, in that room, there was another ghost hunter in the audience with us. And he was one of the cast members from The Flash. And
yes.
And he was with us in that museum. And I saw him bend over and he practically had his nose on the glass of this display. I'm like, what are you doing? And he said in his adorable Australian accent that he was, I'm trying to see what's in here. So I took out my phone and lit it up and so that we could both see inside this case. And it was local Indian artifacts. So I could see why the little girl was asking if there were Native Americans. At first I thought, why is she asking that? But then after I saw what was in those display cases, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
So let me just tell you guys who Maria is talking about. This is Rick Kosnett.
Is that his name?
Yes. And I didn't know, like when Erica was introducing everybody, you know, the Ghost Brothers had gotten there and she's introducing the paranormal teams and everybody. I mean, I was catching pieces of everything and I'm like, what? Did she say Pensacola Paranormal Society? I must have asked that question 5 times. I was so pumped to meet those guys too. And I mean, I was just and then caught up in the Ghost Brothers and my mind was everywhere. So when she introduced Rick Kosnett from The Flash, I did not hear a lick of that, like not even a piece. Later in the night, our friend Brittany points out, you know, the cute Australian guy. And I'm like, what Australian guy? And she goes, the guy, he's over there. He's like some big deal. I've never seen him before. And it's like lights out. We're in the auditorium and there's like a reenactment going on the stage to try to, you know, rile up the paranormal activity.
I'm trying to be human triggers.
Right. And so I can't see who this guy is. It's not till afterward. Marie's like, oh yeah, the guy from Flash Gordon. So I look it up online. I'm like, Flash Gordon from the 80s? I don't see anything else. And she goes, oh no, I mean The Flash. So I look him up. You guys, Rick Kosnett was in the freaking house. And this is Rick from, he was Wes Maxfield in The Vampire Diaries. He was Elias Harper in Quantico, which I love Quantico. Have you ever watched Quantico?
I don't remember.
So good. And on The Flash, he's Eddie Thawne. I think I'm saying that right. But yeah, Rick Kosnett was in the freaking house. And
I just wanted to hear him talk all night.
Right, that accent, it'll get you. It'll get you. But he also was very nice. He rode in the elevator with us when we were done with the event. So he rode down with us. Super nice, really friendly, funny. I mean,
he was there to be on a ghost hunt just like the rest of us. He wasn't there to be Mr. Celebrity or anything like that. And I think people really respected that and left him. I think they, for the most part, left him alone and just let him be, you know, your average
citizen
that night.
Wasn't he at the Comic-Con? I thought he was.
He was, yeah. But that night with us, he was just
Yeah, he wasn't the celebrity guest for that ghost hunt. It was the Ghost Brothers. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. He was there just to hang, but man, it wasn't, you know, last night when I'm looking at his picture and I'm putting it together, I'm like, oh wow, that's so cool. And I kept thinking about it because I'm like, man, that guy looks really familiar. And this morning I'm telling Sean about it and I'm like, yeah, and this guy, and I go, oh my God, he's a guy from Quantico. I could totally have kicked myself because I could have something got a picture with him.
You could, like, have fangirled all over again.
I could have been like, you were the good guy, the bad guy, the good guy. I don't know. Yeah. So in any event.
Yeah. So that room was interesting. The little museum was interesting.
That was interesting.
And because there was so much attempts to talk to spirit through those electronic devices, again, sat in the corner with my little pendulum and asked questions. You know, was there spirits there? Yes. Are you Native American? No. Are you actors? No. Were you staff? No. So yes, there were spirits there, but no idea who they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. I mean, so much energy there. So it really is. Marie and I were saying that, you know, we had decided a few weeks ago, depending on how last night went, we wanted to start exploring other paranormal investigation opportunities. So we did talk to one of the investigators last night, and hopefully soon here we'll have him on the podcast.
And he was from the Gulf Breeze.
From Mobile, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really nice guy named Brian. And we'll make sure we put his information in the show notes so you guys can check him out and some of the other investigators that were there if you're interested. But yeah, he's very cool and he wants to be on an episode with us. And, you know, we have, I'm sure, a million questions for him because really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
I have all a feeling the things he's something. He's someone that we can learn a lot
for sure.
From.
So he did tell us that, you know, whenever we want, we can go investigate with him and his team. Which, you know, we're all about it because I think it would have been, I mean, not I think, I'm fairly positive, it would have been such a different and more enjoyable experience if there weren't so many people, because it really was like herding cattle to get people from like room to room so you could do a little investigation with your investigator. And each investigator, you know, like we said, they had one piece of equipment that they were using for the most part. So, you know, if they had left the investigator in the room and just had the groups rotate, then we could have spent time with other investigators and other tools, which would have been really cool. So, but it, I mean, overall, it was a fun experience. It was not the scare fest that I was thinking it was gonna be, but like I said, this was a group investigation. When we are down to like three or four people, then we'll talk.
Well, going through this experience last night, it gave me an idea of things that I liked and things that I didn't like.
Right.
You know, it was an experience that definitely learned from. And, you know, I would like to, you know, get with one of those paranormal groups, maybe when the weather breaks,
right,
and go do the Pensacola Lighthouse, because I understand that's haunted as well. I mean,
right. It also has 172 steps that lead up to the top. And we heard that it is a mother to make it up there. So we're going to have to get Marie one of those electric, you know, stair chairs. You just press the button and it shimmies you up.
Oh gosh, well hopefully by then I'm back to normal.
Whatever, stop it. We're gonna tell them we gotta take the elevator.
Well, it got us the elevator with the Ghost Brothers, right?
And Rick.
That's right.
So yeah, not too shabby.
So there was a reason that I broke my...
There was. She told me that last night. She's like, this is the reason. So you could ride in the elevator with your guys.
The things I do for you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely a fun night, fun experience, not at all what we expected. However, we understand under the circumstances with a huge group like that, what you can do is really limited. Are we about to go sit in a room by ourselves and, you know, try to channel? Hell no. Too many people. So we broke off as much as we could within our group and, you know, tried to go to a little quiet area of the room that we were in and, you know, kind of do our thing. But really good time. You know, if the Ghost Brothers are involved, I'll be there. I don't give a crap. Like, I'm like, what, $100 for 10 minutes? Yes, please. No, it really was a lot of fun. So we did feel energy. I did see the three beings, the woman, the little boy, and the man. And outside of that, I just felt a lot of activity, a lot of energy. But everyone was super nice. We, you know, we met that investigator, Brian. And so, you know, hopefully we'll have him on an episode and we'll have some tales to tell of some investigations we do with him and some of the other teams, because we really just, you know, we want to get our foot in the door and start learning the, you know, the skills of the trade and what equipment works best and how they use their equipment. And, you know, maybe eventually even put it on video.
Ooh,
so you guys can see the fright in our faces when we're being touched.
And what I also enjoyed was meeting everybody. I think it's the first yes. time I've ever been in a room full of people who were on the same page we were
right.
as far as believing in spirit and mm-hmm. then believing in the other side. And had this adorable family walk in. Mm-hmm. Mom, dad, their teenage sons.
Nice.
One of the boys at the end of the night came up to us and asked us if we had any sage because he was touched up in the attic. Mm-hmm.
He was scratched.
And he did not want to bring anything home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we saged him afterwards, and I wasn't sure if that was his friend or his brother, but he wanted to be saged mm-hmm. too. And here comes this SUV, which was their parents, driving around back to pick him up. Mama comes running out. She wants to be mm-hmm. saged too. And dad's like, I don't need to be saged. I brought ashes. I'm good to go. And it was just so awesome. Mm-hmm. Just, I guess, a family that ghost hunts together stays together.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they were
really nice.
Oh, they were just a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they came in when we were sitting there waiting for the event to start. They walked in and the mom was like, hey, how are you doing? And I mean, loud and kind of in your face about it. And so we were like the only table. I was like, hey, like, well, I don't want to say the table.
Yeah.
Me and Marie.
Yeah. We're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. And then she's like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And she's looking at me and she's like, I thought you were my friend. And I'm like, that's okay. So they came inside and we talked and they walked the room and, you know, said hi to everybody.
Well, when they
super
came,
nice.
When they came around our table like we were the receiving line. Then they felt obligated to shake everybody's hand.
Yeah, it was so funny.
But hilarious.
I mean, they did, from the dad, the mom, the three boys.
It was the perfect icebreaker
that
room needed at that time. So it was awesome. But just meeting with everybody, you know, Tara from New Orleans.
Right.
And she
had driven all the way from New Orleans to come and do that event.
Right. And the other investigators mm-hmm. and whatnot who've been ghost hunting for a while.
Yeah.
It was, like I said, first time for me being in a room full of people that
everyone like-minded.
Exactly.
Right.
And that was refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's something super special about that. It's like being at a sports event where everybody's there for sports, and
right,
no matter what team you're rooting for, you're all there for the same reason. So definitely the same thing, but such a different energy, you know, that gathering of people that are, you know, super into that and investigating the paranormal. And
right, because it wasn't a matter of, okay, you saw, you know, there was no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It was no, okay, you know, Chantel says she saw something. There was no doubt there. It's like, oh, what'd she see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Maybe next year we'll end up doing more of the event and do, you know, the actual Comic-Con part and meet other people. And, you know, and Marie and I had just kind of gone back and forth about, you know, how much we wanted to capture. And the actual plan, you know, outside of hoping to interview the Ghost Brothers, was to do a live recording in there with our equipment. But, you know, with the way everything was set up, and it just didn't work out. It wasn't the environment
no,
for that.
It just wouldn't
have worked.
No, it wasn't conducive to an interview.
No, not at all. And for us to be, you know, mic'd and walk through there, like, it would have been a mess. I would have been editing for like a week minimum. Just to try to pick out like the stuff that would have been, you know, content worthy. So we thought this would be the better option. And it definitely is. I mean, we get to recount everything and tell you from our perspective, which that's what you want to hear. But it was a lot of fun. If you guys haven't done something like that and you have any interest, just do it. Just get out there and find somebody. You know, there are paranormal societies everywhere. And I was I mean, I knew that already, but to see all the ones that turned out last night was, it was really cool. And it just really drove that home for me that there are so many people with that interest, but they're everywhere.
Right. It, what surprised me last night was the number of groups that mm-hmm. were there when Erica,
with their equipment and
right. When Erica would introduce this guy from this group mm-hmm. and this lady from this group and oh, and this group's upstairs getting set up mm-hmm. and I'm like, holy mackerel.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. So we have, I mean, now it's just a matter of contacting these groups and asking if we could join them for an investigation. And one of the groups that was there, I believe their name is Scambarosa Paranormal Society, something like that. And they had just gotten back from Waverly Hills Sanatorium, which if you like the paranormal, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that place is a creep show. Super creepy.
I only want to go to happy places.
Where the happy ghosts are.
Right.
Not a thing. So yeah, very cool meeting everybody and hanging out with Daylan Spratt and Jawan Mass and Rick Cosnett and Erica, who put on a fantastic event, and all the other organizers and the people that run the Imaging Theater and let us hang out with them for the night.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Everybody was so great.
Yeah, the theater staff mm-hmm. was just so accommodating.
Yeah, it was a really great, really, really great experience. So, I mean, will we do it again? Hell yeah. We're in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But now we're gonna get a little more serious. Oh, my gosh. And we met another celebrity last night, you guys. The REM pod from Ghost Brothers. We met the REM pod.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know who brought that REM pod out, if it was Juwan or if it was Daylan. But they set that REM pod up in that little table. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I got to take a picture of the REM pod. And so I'm taking a picture of it. And Juwan's like, well, you're not supposed to use your flash. And I showed him the picture.
Yeah, because it's like lights off in there. And right. this flash was a shooting star right in your face.
And so I showed him the picture that I took. And he goes, oh, well, at least you got my hand in it. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. like, you turkey. And so yeah, I turned the flash off and took another picture of the REM pod. And now all I have is... Then that picture was just black with a couple of bright lights on it.
He was trying to light it up for us, which is really cool. But I tell Marie after, I'm like, oh my God, we just met the REM pod. She was dying. Because I'm like, that REM pod goes with them to, it's been there
plantations since episode and, number one.
Yeah.
First like, season, episode one.
That's the REM pod,
y'all. First time I've ever seen the REM pod, and they've used it in every single episode.
It's the bomb.com. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's a Ghost Brother to me. That's the fourth member. So, yeah, you guys, we met the REM pod.
That was cool. That was cool. I got to believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, that was our experience, you guys, and we are definitely going to be bringing you more, and just pray for us when we... We'll tell you guys in advance what we're going to be doing, where we're going, and... You know, Halloween is coming up, and that is my season. I love Halloween.
Why am I not surprised?
I know. But, and if any of our listeners are, then you just don't get me yet, but you will. But yeah, Halloween is my season, and so we have a lot of fun stuff coming up in the month of October. And if all goes according to plan, we're going to do 2 episodes a week instead of one. So we're going to bring the juice. It's going to be fun. I know. Fun for you guys, maybe terrifying for us, but we'll see. So aside from that, you guys, please don't forget that next weekend we are collaborating with our friends from the UK, Lee and Andy from Don't Break the Oath podcast, and we're going to be talking about Nome, Alaska. So if you guys have any stories of your own from Nome, Alaska, any questions you want us to ask the guys or anything you want us to research about Nome, Alaska, please, please, please send in your questions, your stories, whatever it is, to themedium@themediummatters.com, because now I'm fancy with my own email address. And I could be more excited. I know, right? Big time. Like no one else does this. So we'll be recording with the guys next weekend, and that episode will air the following Tuesday, which I want to say is like August 29th at 9/8 Central. So excited. So these guys, you know, again, if you haven't checked out Don't Break the Oath podcast, please do. They cover all kinds of fun stuff, UFOs, cryptozoology, conspiracy theories, all kinds of paranormal stories, and I mean, you name it, and they're covering it. Really fun guys. So, you know, I say this all the time, but I love you guys. You guys are the best. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Media Matters. You can email me with your ghost stories, your questions, your whatever at the medium at themediummatters.com. And I mean, we really are going to be doing a few ghost story episodes and some Q&A episodes. So whatever you guys want to know, just send it in. If you would prefer to send that stuff in on Twitter and Facebook, you're welcome to do that. Again, it's at Media Matters. And you know, don't forget, we love you. We enjoy doing this for you guys. And if you have any stories you want us to tell, any topics you want us to cover, again, you know, just reach out, let us know.
And what I'd like to hear from everybody is your experience, if you're willing to share your experience with spirit guides and spirit animals.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to be talking about that. And I want to hear some stories.
Yeah, that's coming up. And I think we're also going to be covering self-care and the aura pretty soon here. So if you guys have anything you want to share about that, please send it our way and check out themediummatters.com. There's some blog articles there. The show notes are there. You can find the show on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and Stitcher. And please remember to leave a review because that helps the show to get noticed by other people. And we definitely want the show to get noticed and to create great content for everybody. So with that, you guys, thank you again for joining us for another bomb.com episode of The Media Matters and for being with us as we prepared for and took on our very first paranormal investigation. And as we get ready to tackle Nome, Alaska with Lee and Andy from Don't Break the Oath podcast and all the other thousands of things we have going on, we do it all for you. So thank you again, you guys. I love you, love you, love you. Contact me. I want to hear from you guys. I want to meet you. And, you know, love and light to one and all, as always.
Everybody have a good day.
That's right. Good night, everybody.